Rob Roselli. Rob, we talked a little bit on the break just before you started here about what's going on with health care. I continue to see the comments by Nancy Pelosi on not only the acceptance of Gorsuch for the Supreme Court, but also their comments about the Republicans trying to put together a plan to fix Obamacare, which is an abomination. And, 90% of people can't afford the co-pays or even the deductibles. How crazy are these people? I mean, Nancy Pelosi shakes her head and looks at her eyes popping. I think the woman has had so much plastic surgery, I don't think there's a part of her face that actually physically moves. It's bizarre. And she looks at you and says crazy things like when she did initially with a bill back in 2009, you've got to pass it to find out what's in it. It's like, if you were a comedian, you actually might be funny, but you're just stupid, and you expect us to be even stupider than you. Now, what's going on with the bill is they're going to start having to gut some of these entitlement things, like you're entitled to birth control pill because you buy insurance, or everybody has to pay for it. As they got these stupid things and get rid of Obamacare light, the bill will get conservative enough it can go on to the Republican-controlled Senate, and maybe they'll get enough Democrats on side, because if they don't get on side, especially in red states, they're probably going to lose their seat in 2018 next year. My guess is that this has to pass from the House. They have to make it more conservative. And the dance is, and I don't think that Donald Trump is hard and fast in terms of what he wants in the bill. He just knows that he has to continue negotiating until it gets 216 votes. So it goes on to the Senate, and then the Senate won't be dead on arrival. It'll be the start of the process. Remember now, this is not the final bill. It's going to go from the Senate back to the House after they got a lot more garbage out of it. And when it gets back to the House, it's going to go back to the Senate. And if the Republicans don't pass this, they're geopolitically dead in the water. They will lose the 2018, probably House and Senate. They will lose the ability to put any legislation through, and Donald Trump will be a lame duck president, and he will be removed from office in 2020, and they'll put a monster in from the Demon Rat Party, or the Republic Crap Party. I call it the Conservative PNAC division of the Republican Party, and America will be sunk. So this is basically it. I mean, they need to get this through, and they need to get a system where premiums are reasonable, where the government gets out of the healthcare business, get the heck out of it, give it back to patients and doctors, and get the marketplace working, and then get alternative care being taught to the people, so if they want the option to write it off and buy nutraceuticals rather than drugs, they can get them at a reasonable cost and write it off against their taxes. That's what we need in America. We need competition. We need training. We need to get away from a lot of things like malpractice and so on. I think that even if they just pull the bill, if they don't have the votes today, that's fine. Wait for a week or two until they get enough of this garbage pulled out of this bill that it can pass conservatively over to the Senate, and then the Senate can rework it. Eventually, this bill is going to have to be something that the Republican Party can swallow and go to the electorate about in the next year, and then also in 2020. What do you think, Rob? Because honestly, I think America doesn't realize, if you don't fix health care, everything else you try to fix, including the budget, isn't going to work. So I guess Rob is traveling, so he's going to pull over, and we'll be getting him in a second here. One of the things I think people should start to kind of grasp is what's happening with the whole healthcare issue. That we need to fix healthcare that goes well beyond the socialist countries like Canada and Britain and Europe, which are a mess. This is not properly run. It's a top-down control system, so it's not run by the doctors. It's not run by the patients. The protocols are not necessarily going to intervene and change your health. The big drug companies and the big Medica have far too much to say, and the big malpractice attorneys far too much to say, because they want to maintain their turf. Their turf is they want to maintain lots of big profits for the drug companies, big Medica here in America, and big bureaucracy in terms of the government, say, in Canada or in the provinces where they have these provincial colleges of physicians and surgeons. They're usually knuckleheads that don't want to advance the art and science of medicine. They're perfectly happy with the old system the way it was and not advancing it to actually intervene and make people healthier. That means you got to know what's wrong with their genetics, their epigenetics, their toxicology, their immunology. You need to start intervening with correcting those organ and tissue dysfunctions and genetic conversion problems. And if you don't fix those, you're going to end up with disease states. And you get pre-pathology before there's even symptoms occurring. And then you get full-blown pathology. So there's no such thing as it's okay to have old school. Old school is stupid school. Old school doesn't work, okay? Old school is why we're in a mess now. And as I said, the analogy last time was embalming care, not Obamacare, embalming when you embalm the body. That's what they're doing with all this old health care. It's embalming care. And people need to know that, whether you're taking things like Xarelto or Eliquis, you're taking stupid cardiac drugs like beta blockers or HMG chorioreductase inhibitors will give you transient global amnesia and make you demented by dysmyelinating neural pathways in your brain, or you're taking drugs that actually basically chemically castrate you or make you stupid or bald. So you need to be aware that these things, options are really not okay anymore. Do we have Rob back? Okay, we're waiting on Rob to call back in, so we'll get him and connected. He's probably traveling today. One of the things that I want to make a couple of announcements on is some of the new things we're doing. We're going to do a simulcast after the show today with Jim Fetzer. I'll also be at least two or three times a week doing a simulcast video about the show content, about our latest protocols, and I actually post them up on the show day, so you'll actually see those protocols in their raw, kind of unadded, without added pictures and the other text and information and research articles. Give you some basic ideas of where I'm approaching these issues. Right now, in terms of our nutraceuticals and technology here at NutriMedical, we've got some pretty advanced technology, and if you look at what we have available now, we have things like QRMA, Bioplasma, and Metapathia, QRMA and Metapathia available. We have one center in New York, another one being set up in Arkansas. We have a number of people around the country that have a whole lot of QRMA machines. Some of them are wanting to set up what we call remote clinics. You have to remember, this is a consult with me. You just don't go out and try to do a zillion of these QRMAs. They have to get a consult with me first and send their history form in before they do their QRMA test. And they usually need to purchase 2 units, fill in the 11-page form, and then we can QRMA test them. It is a consult with me. The QRMA just supplies an extra bit of data. You can charge for your time and for the providing of the service, but it's a consult. The same with the Metapathia. Usually when I do a Metapathia, they need both a QRMA and Metapathia test. That's available with, say, PPRDI. We also have, if people don't want to do those quantum testing, we can order and recommend specific blood, a urine stool, genetic testing, imaging analyses, and other tests that can actually, we do what I call confirmatory tests to find out what's going on in terms of functional pathology. So if you've got a chronic fibromyalgia, I can do the immunological test, say the immunosciences for advanced autoimmune diseases, chronic viral infections, immunoglobulin markers for a chronic illness or dysfunction of your immune system, inflammatory markers, cytokines in your blood, and then we can do things like our intermediate metabolites, organic acids, genetic testing, etc., food allergens, the presence, say, in your CDSA2 of specific pathogens that are present, and even conventional advanced testing. If we find that you have a chronic infection, say, in your upper lobes of your lungs, it may well be fungal. You may need to have a fine needle aspiration under CT scan. immediate aspiration of the mucus with a bronchoscopy and a culture, and actually a phase contrast microscopy and culturing at special labs, including reference fungal labs like the one here in California. There's five in the world, the other in Osaka and Europe. There's five reference labs for mycology on the planet. If you don't know how to be a good detective, you're not going to find these things out. The average doctor is not a good detective. And that's not good, because you can't get a pat answer as to what's going on there. I heard some story, Robert, you back?
Yeah, I'm back and off the car phone.
Oh, good. So you're on a real phone now.
Oh, still a cell, but not the car phone.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay, so Rob, with healthcare, people don't understand that we're in a transition toward a whole new possibility where people get empowered to actually extend the human lifespan, reduce the number of drugs. We also need to reduce the strain that healthcare has on business. Most people are aware that the average automobile in America costs $12,000 more to build because of workers' compensation, where if they just compare it to Canada, where work comp should be part of healthcare. They don't understand that Big Medica, Big Pharma, et cetera, makes drugs here in America 2 to 3 times more expensive, even if it's made in the same pill machine as drugs in Canada. And recently, the drug companies blocked the sale of drugs across state lines by blocking the use of credit cards, and recently even bank transfers for you to purchase drugs from another country that are made in the same pill machines. It's pretty disgusting that the drug companies get away with this murder, and now that there's a new sheriff in town, Donald Trump, he's going to try to make sure Americans can buy drugs at a cut-rate price. Just like he says, I'm going to build a wall, but I have over 200 bidders, we're going to get a really good price, he says, because he's a negotiator.
Yeah, I mean, let's just look at the big picture here. I mean, look, I'm not going to compete with you or try to, you know, come up with, you know, the finer details as you just mentioned, but, you know, let's look at the big picture of what this is. I mean, this to me is textbook fascism, is it not? I mean, this is or corporatism. This is a partnership of big pharma or, you know, large companies and big government and these ignoramuses, these dumb college kids. I guess they go to college now and get dumber. They're out here calling Trump a fascist and a Nazi. You know, I'd like to say it's funny, but the average college kid
is a brainless, self-ingratiated, narcissistic idiot. Unfortunately, that's the fact. In fact, if they go to college, they're trained by people to be leftist, uber-socialist, and they're actually putting themselves in grave intellectual and job and physical danger, because if they believe this narrative, if they believe this kind of control system that it's going to make things better, they're fools and they're going to suffer for it, aren't they?
Well, exactly. I mean, I watched this little millennial punk last week, and, you know, and he was at the Apple store with this Sean Spicer and chasing him around the store, calling him, you know, you're a fascist, you work for a fascist. And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, I mean, there's this one here, I mean, she probably dropped, what, $200,000 on a college education, and she got dumber. I mean, this is college education, so-called, in America now. And then this is why they get away with this nonsense. And, of course, Queen Hillary or Jezebel, I mean, the modern-day Jezebel, I mean that literally, you know, of course, all she would have done is elongated or maintained this debacle known as Obamacare. I mean, it's unfathomable, and the best analogy I can think of is going back to the Old Testament, is Pharaoh. I mean, you read Pharaoh and the 10 plagues, and after a while, after the third or fourth plague, even the Egyptian priests are like, you know, you better start listening to this guy. But the Pharaoh, you know, obviously representation of Cain or the son of Satan or Satan himself,
right?
Not to go off on that tangent right now. I mean, the guy would not listen, and I think this. These kids and these people that are calling Trump a Nazi and a fascist, and look, I'm not 100%, you know, Trump guy yet, but be that as it may, I don't look from that tangent right now, but...
Well, he's in a learning curve, too. And just like, for example, when he put up this bill, he knows he wants to negotiate it, and he knows that they're going to find parts that are not going to work, and he knows that they're going to gut it and make it so that it can be transferred over to the Senate. He's not hard and fast, and like, he's not an ideologue, in other words, like Obama, where his ideas and his ideologues are more important than the lives of Americans, so he don't call it, you know, Islamic terrorism for the sake of even people dying by the thousands. He could give a crap about whether people die, because his ideas and his principles are more important than the lives of Americans.
Yeah, well, it's what he believes in, but, you know, what I was saying is, I mean, these kids are so stupid, and people that are calling Trump a Nazi and a fascist, I mean, I mean, you have to believe at this point. There's almost something spiritual going on here. And if you go back to the book of Isaiah, and, you know, and God says he's going to blind their eyes and talking about his so-called chosen people, I have to believe that some of that is going on here. So, in other words, we're getting near the end. I mean, there's a certain segment of the population, of course, you must go out and try to evangelize to and try and save. But there's a segment of the population, just like Pharaoh or the body of Satan, that he represents, you're just not going to get through to him. I mean, for example, you know, Pharaoh Barry and his sidekick, Queen Jezebel or Pelosi, we were talking about her before, so-called Catholic or a Christian, you know, supporting partial birth abortion and all this sort of thing. You're not going to get through to these people. And I'm not saying that I'm not happy about it. I'm not glad. But it's just not going to happen. They're going to incur the wrath of God, which is different than the tribulation, by the way. And that's it. I mean, you're not gonna get her to turn. I mean, you've seen Queen Jezebel out there. I mean, she's on the TV again. She's obviously, you know, drunk on power and the media and any exposure. And she's a megalomaniac. Then you have Pharaoh Barry. I mean, he's like a leech. It's like the parable of the wheats and the tares. I mean, he's kind of like the tares, the son of Satan, Pharaoh Barry. He can't leave. He's like a mooch, you know, mooching his way back into Washington, D.C. with his little army of, you know, Obamacare, MoveOn.org, and Soros miscreants ready to start a literal revolution in this country. So I think, you know, we need to look at the big picture as well as the finer details of what's really going on here. I mean, this is hardcore. I mean, it is population.
Well, it's end time stuff. Now, here's a couple things. The toughest people I've had to deal with are not agnostics, atheists, Buddhists, or even Muslims. The toughest people I've had to deal with are Christians, because they believe their version of eschatology is the way it is and there's no variation. I had an interesting discussion with an Ethiopian man from Addis Ababa many years ago, going to a conference down in New Orleans, and a medical conference, and as he was driving me, I asked him some questions, because interesting about Ethiopian people, they've got kind of white-like features, but their skin's quite black, and they have usually fairly large, you know, heads, and they have a different cadence of their speech that's quite different than other Africans. And many of them are actually either like Falasa Jews, or they're Coptic Christians that go back to the beginning. In fact, the Coptics believe that they have the Ark of the Covenant because of King Menelik, that they brought the Ark, because he was one of the sons of the initial founders of the State of Israel. So what he said is that when we talked about the rapture, and if you actually have an Aramaic Bible, because I like to go back to the original words, or my Greens Interlinear, and you actually discover that, for example, the rapture is taking out of evil, not good. It's like the Peshawar Passover, the passage of the death angel, that was a curse against the firstborn, like against the Egyptians. Now, there's a lot of Christians in America that think that we're going to be raptured away and the people who are going to be left to run the earth are the, quote, Jews that are left on earth that don't have to accept Jesus. That's just not the gospel. It's not. In fact, it says in the Bible that one-third of Jews will turn on the one that they've pierced in the book of Psalms, and they'll accept him. Now, why does this have some relevance today? It has relevance because we're at a point in history where, even if you don't look at this religiously, you have to realize that if we don't start acting like not just separate human beings or separate nations, but as an organism of mankind on Earth, we're not going to survive the singularity of advanced technology, pollution, galactic and solar events, and we're certainly not going to advance first contact to advanced worlds with technologies thousands or millions of years more advanced than ours, because there's good and evil out there. That's a fact. I mean, it's in the Bible all over the place. But we're not going to survive ourselves even if there's nothing out there. And what we have to understand is that transformation is requiring on Jesus changing us from the inside to make us a better collective being. Now, collective being means we need to have, like, for example, in ancient Israel, health care was the right of everyone. No one asked for a health care policy. The Cohen class were given the tithe that was never intended for the church. And that everybody had the right access to see a Cohenic doctor and also condemn their house if it was full of mold and fungi, because it would be burnt and they would rebuild a new home. So people need to understand that what's going on with this fight in healthcare is it's a form of what I call corporate or fascist genocide is what they're trying to fight over. Which form of genocide do they want? That's what's going on. I call embalming care. How's that?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Rob, let's talk about the chain of information now. It's moving on from Representative Nunez of the Intel Committee Congress, where he's now made a statement that literally has proven that Donald Trump is correct in terms of his assertion that he's been snooped or the transition team or snooped. And by the way, this had nothing to do with even the Russian monitoring. You'd think, well, there's foreign agents, but then they unshielded the names of not only General Flynn, who lost his job over it, but a number of other people were there just incidentally involved, and they had nothing to do with Russia. So they were snooping to try to find some kind of dirt that they could use to hang their hat on to impeach Donald Trump. Now, I think this is going to go up from the unshielding of the names of the people inside the intel agencies that passed it over to the media, including on the 20th of January, New York Times. But I think it's going to start going up to Valerie Jarrett and right to Obama. It's my feeling that this chain of guilt is going to eventually result in the charging and the sentencing of the senior people, including Jarrett and Obama. I think they're going to the big house. And it will be maybe the first time that a recently sitting president got charged with a crime against the sitting president and ended up, because of their interference with the government and attempt to do a seditious attack, actually got charged and sentenced and sent to prison. It would not surprise me with Obama and Valerie Jarrett and probably many others in the government and intel agencies and media that did a series of criminal activities that's completely written on the books crimes.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, as far as Obama, Pharaoh Barry, I like to call him, I mean, this guy's the son of Satan, okay, the son of perdition, remember, and I mean that literally. If you go back to John 17 and Jesus called, you know, Judas, in the same sense he calls him the son of perdition, the same name, you know, he uses for Satan himself. So, you know, my feeling is, and I'm not a legal expert, and, you know, but Pharaoh Barry, you know, even if he's caught red-handed, he'll figure a way to slither his way out of it, and he'll throw anybody under the bus to save his own hide, just like his father, the devil. But be that as it may, I think Trump, you know, we're talking about this a little bit on the break. I think he threw a bomb out on these people. I think he dropped his bomb and kind of backed off from it, for a week or 2 weeks or whatever it was, letting all these idiots, you know, this McCain, this ISIS-supporting psychopath McCain, that old man, and that Bush, you know, that liar Bush, and, you know, him and his Nazi-supporting grandfather, and his, you know, legal wars, and those lying about the Middle Eastern wars and weapons of mass destruction. You know, his attorney's even jumping into the fray, and all this other, and of course, all the stupid Democrats. So he's making a whole, squashing the whole D.C. so-called establishment or our so-called leadership in this country. He's making them look foolish. He's running circles around them. You know, and whether you support Trump or you don't support Trump, I think you judge someone by his enemies, and Trump is surely eliciting such a vitriol and a response from these people that if I don't know anything else about the man, I'd say this guy's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, just by the reactions.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind that God literally sent him as a billionaire, so he didn't have to be in the back pocket of what they call fascists, which, remember who invented the term fascism, right? Which the Italian dictator, Benito Mussolini, that fascism was the fusion of corporatism and the state. And that's what we have on the healthcare system. That's what we have in basically the fusion of the deep state intel agencies and media with the control freaks that are globalists. And this means that they're basically trying to make our democratic election system and rule of law vestigial. People need to face that. They need to realize they want to end the Republic of America, create a new world order where bureaucrats and scientists are in control of everything, including even human reproduction in the future. That's the fact. If you want to face it, young, so-called educated morons, you're going to have to wake up. It's too late. You're not wise. We are. We're older. We're wiser. You're not.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it, today.
Gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
Welcome back. And Rob, we need to do some video too, because we did some great video yesterday with Jonathan Gray, a roughly 40-some minute video that talks about the miracles of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, showing up in African Muslim communities. One man who was to become a Christian took him and his family and his daughter, got attacked and got genital mutilation, ended up going in a coma and dying, and Jesus resurrected her from the dead. She freaked out the doctors and the hospital and her family, and an entire community of Muslims were converted because of these events. people need to start understanding that we're in the end times. Now, I know that that people can't understand this. I have the hat of a advanced functional medicine doctor, a healer, a Cohen. And on the other hand, I have a hat as a witness to you of the truth that without God and without godly government, which is not fascist and not a fusion of global corporatism and not satanic with pedogate and pedophiles, that we're doomed. And it doesn't matter. Like ancient Israel, on the one hand, remember, I think it was a vision of Jeremiah. It says he could see the high priest looking through and worshiping to the God of the East. In other words, there you're doing pagan worship even inside the temple, and God showed this vision to the prophet. So people need to start understanding that the only way we can be defeated is from the inside of the soul of America. And right now, God has given us a time of we call repentance, like King Nineveh, and given us a time with the trumpets of God. Now, right now, we have to stay vigilant that we want to get this health care bill straightened away, that we want to get the taxes, we want to rebuild our military. We want to also be a good example to Italy and countries in Europe and around the world that you need to have strong, godly nations, and if you're Islamic, you need to turn to the real Yeshua, not Isa, that comes back as a Muslim inferior to Muhammad, and beheading Christians if they don't convert from Christianity to Islam. That's what they teach in Islam. This is not just extreme terrorist Islam. This is Islam. And that even the dialogue, which is in the talk by Salman Rushdie called The Satanic Letters, he got a fatwa on his head, even though he's an academic Muslim, because he actually was dialoguing over the idea that Muhammad was telling his wife that he wasn't certain if he was talking to Satan or to God. Now, he's just simply looking at this academically, but people need to understand that many of the religions, including many of the Christian so-called cults, all of the Talmudic Judaism and all of Islam is satanic. We've talked about this with Tex Mars the other day, and if that insults you, you need to face the facts, because we're at a time in history where most people aren't just going to suffer religiously. They're going to die in a horrifying globalist control freak system where they agreed last year in New York City with the Agenda 2030 and the Pope and the Abominator, Pope being basically the false prophet, you know, the beast of the First Empire, which is Europe, Fortress Europe that's forming right now. And they agreed with these 72 world leaders to actually reduce the world population, put in carbon credits, and start culling the human population. If you don't believe this, you're a moron, and you're going to suffer first and then die hard. It's like, you know, like Bruce Willis says, you're going to die hard. You might not like what we have to say, but it's the truth. Because we are witnesses from the Most High, and we're telling you, you better pay attention. The attack's going on against Trump, and Trump is being an honest man. When he says, they're snooping on me, and now Nunez comes out, you need to take it to the bank that people that are crazy, evil people like Nancy Pelosi or Schumer, these people are devils. Devils. And you have to understand that what they're planning for America is horrific. And even look back at Bill Clinton, you know, giving technology to Russia and China so they can target U.S. cities accurately in the latter years of his presidency. If you look at George Bush reading the Upside Down Goat Book, well, they put in the Patriot Act 1 and did a self-inflicted demolition of the World Trade Center towers. It wasn't done by Muslims from Saudi Arabia. They were contracted to be so-called pilots, and they probably had real pilots. But those planes, where I was taught, were actually flown by Global Hawk, because I actually found the source of where they refurbished these aircraft to be remotely flown in a company, part of the military, in Fort Collins, Colorado. And people need to know, I have the U.S. geological data from the U.S. geological data itself and two nuclear physicists to help me, along with Dr. Ward and a munitions expert from Europe that actually gave me a 35-page document where he was actually contracted in 1998 to demolish the World Trade Center with nukes and RDX. So this isn't open for your damned opinion anymore. You might have an opinion, keep it, stuff it. I'm not interested. You need to know that 9/11 was an inside job, and somebody like Donald Trump, that's a contractor, he's keeping his mouth shut, but I guarantee you later in his first term or at the end of his second term, he's going to tell the truth that 9/11 was done by us, against us. Even the King of Saudi Arabia said this summer when we passed a law to sue the Saudi Arabian government over the so-called losses of 9/11, it's a pile of hogwash. Yes, Saudi is colluding with the Israelis, and they got dual agency, but they're working as a trigger finger for the CIA. And the CIA even created with McAdamy, which is Blackwater Security, and the Israeli Mossad, ISIS. So when they rescued them last week, two ISIS commanders from Mosul, You need to understand, when Bashar al-Assad gets this word, and remember, he's an Alawite, he knows damn well these Wahhabists were actually supported by America, and ISIS is our creation. This is over, people. You might think you have a right to an opinion. No, you don't, actually. Not anymore. We have the evidence, and in the court, we will get indictments. There's no more. We're closing the books on the evidence. It's over. You need to realize we don't want your opinion anymore. We're not interested in hearing your foolishness and your lies. We want to move forward with the fact that if we don't repent as an America that creates these centers of chaos and destruction, I guarantee you that in Britain, they probably knew this guy's name, had a dossier on him going back several months or years, knew that he was being followed and tracked, and that they were fully aware of all his connections. They so-called arrested 8 people. Guaranteed these 8 people were on a list that the British GCHQ and the police knew about for years before this maniac plowed into people. Apparently he killed 5 people outright, I think it was, and there's like something like 27 that are seriously injured. 7 or 8 are like fighting for their life. And one American died, like being stabbed to death, and another British female officer got her throat slit. You think this is okay? No, it's not. And it's happening because the globalists would give a rat's behind about whether or not you die if you're a tourist, or if you go to, say, O'Hare Airport and they blow off a nail or a radiological bomb, they could give a damn whether or not you suffer or die. And you have to understand that monsters like Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and George Soros, these devils need to be jailed, charged, and probably executed.
Well, look, I mean, they're devils. I mean, they're in control of the world, just like in Matthew 4 and Luke 4.
They're controlling nothing. It's because we're passive and put up with it.
Wow.
Why do you think I'm still alive after all the things I do? Because I'm not passive, and I'm controlled and protected by the Most High God. We have the power of the Most High. What we are and what God is always sufficient. Always. And the day that I go is the day that God permits me to go, and he'll, as he says, he has said himself, although I lay myself down, I can raise it up. He says this to these people at the time of the end, you know, even those people that are slain at the time of the end, he'll raise us up. We're not dead because, you know, we're dying at the hands of evil. We're going to be raised up because we're at the hands of God.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say this. I mean, you know, God, I think God threw in the towel before time even began. That's a whole other conversation. But, in Matthew 4, you know, Satan clearly says, I have control of the kingdoms of the world and offers them to Jesus.
No,
he didn't turn it down, of course, but these people...
He didn't throw in the towel. Let me give you a little variation on that to give you the true gospel.
May not be the best analogy, but...
Well, no, it's not a good analogy. Let me give you a little better one, okay? First off, the most important thing to God is the right to choose to be with God. In other words, if you made us automatons, we couldn't be his children or literally his bride. Because collectively, we as the believers are the bride of God. And 10,000 or a million years from now, we will give him children across the galaxy and the cosmos that will get to know the Most High and the wisdom of the one who lives in the eternal now, who is omniscient, omnipotent, and the only source of good. And the only way that he can actually allow good is to permit people to decide evil. See, Satan, his original sin, which is the only sin, there's only really one sin, is to decide for ourselves what is good or evil. And most people see the evil side from Satan, but they don't understand that there also is a good side, where the blue light of Satan is a form of order, but it's a fascist order, it's a satanic order. It's the same order as people like Nancy Pelosi and the globalists and fascists want to do, and the globalist maniacs say, look, you know, we've got a carrying capacity of Earth, we've got to kill off lots of these humans. We have the capacity to have a small clique of our people have genetic and cybernetic enhancements by 2029, which they're announcing in 12 years. So, hey, let's get rid of 90% of humanity because we need to evolve to the next level of humanity and spread across the galaxy as superhumans. This is their idea of taking control of the future and doing what is right in their own eyes. They don't want to do evil. They think this is right. That's how twisted they are.
Well, no, their hearts are hardened. I mean, on the top of the show, we made the comparison to Pharaoh, you know, in the Old Testament. But it's an interesting point to kind of, let's just circle back around to the health care bill real quickly. I mean, the people may not remember, but I picked up on this. I mean, you know, Obama, that thing pretty much passed on March 22nd, 2010. And that's very interesting date. If you go back exactly 30 years, you come to the founding of the Georgia Guidestones, which is March 22nd or 3/22, 1980. That's 30 years to the day. Okay, and we do know this. I mean, occultists are very much into numerology and astrology. and occultism and divination.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very significant. Now, if you go back, and the Rosicrucians are a group, you know, I'll cut it short, but the Rosicrucians, there's a letter out there, and this is on my website, that their goal, one of their main goals was to take control of the world's healthcare system, okay?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's very significant. Now, Jesus was 30 years old, right, when he took over the ministry. I think that's Luke 4, wherever it's recorded. Now, that's very significant. Now, you got Pharaoh Barry, who put himself between the columns of the sun and the moon, or the temple of Jupiter at the 2008 Democratic National Convention. And when he did that, when he got on national TV and on the press and did that, and put himself between those two columns, according to the Freemasons, he called himself the Son of God, or his God, the great geometer of the universe. So it's very significant that he gets into office, and everybody was asking, what's the rush? Why the rush? Why are we rushing this health care bill? What was the big deal? But they were rushing it so that thing could be signed into law March 22nd, 2010, 30 years to the day of the foundation of the Georgia Guidestones. And the Georgia Guidestones happen to be what I call the anti-Ten Commandments. Anti-Ten Commandment number one, etched in stone, is what you just alluded to, about 90% reduction in the world's population. But it calls for 500 million people, and I think mathematically, that's like a... It might be like a 93% reduction, but that's just semantics.
Right.
The point is they don't want more than 500 million people alive. Okay, and people think this is all a big joke. No, they're doing it between these fake wars and the AIDS virus and
not solving Fukushima Daiichi and adding diphosphate to the environment. So,
what's that?
Yeah. In other words, they're reducing human fertility, increasing the death of the oceans like Fukushima Daiichi, spreading economic chaos, like, for example, when they just take away the lower currencies in India. Thousands are dying per month now because they can't even get involved with getting a bank account, and they can't do any commerce, so they can't buy food. So, believe it or not, the mark of the beast is on. It's not coming. It's here. It just hasn't been in full flower.
I believe it's always been here.
Full flower is coming. The matrix is coming. The it says in the Bible that you shall throw your gold in the streets because it shall canker, or it'll rust. And gold can't rust, but it can become illegal tender. At some point, for at least publicly, people will still be using gold, Karatpar currency, gold coins, and other things, silver coins. But at some point, they're going to outlaw it. And if you're involved with it, and this is Rated Patriot Act 1, if you do a crime that can be charged with a state or federal offense for 1 year, you can be executed or put in a civil detention camp for the rest of your life. That's the fact. That's the Patriot Act 1 passed after George Bush and these maniacs, the Prince of Darkness, Dick Cheney, operating this thing in a bunker with Normanetta and, and these military officers. They actually was saying, what they're doing. I mean, people have to start grasping that we're not making any of this damn stuff up. It's right in your face now. I mean, I had a discussion recently with a relative who said, you've been talking about this for years. I said, but it's happening now. I'm an old man now, 65, and now it is happening. For God's sake, pay attention. I'm sure many of the ancient prophets would prophesy when they were young men, when they were old and crippled old, in the 80s and 90s, that people would come out with a staff, people say, it's finally happening. Yes, I prophesied that 40 years ago. God had given me a timeline, and now it is here. And when we have Trump and Pence, and they're trying to do a seditious overthrow of the government, and they've now got Europe on its last legs, this is pretty damn serious. People need to realize what's going on here. Now, North Korea, my CENTCOM command contact 2 months ago told me, by the end of this month, that's next week, North Korea can strike New York City with a Taipodong missile or No-4, No-8 missiles with solid fuel rockets targeting. We gave them through Aiku Khan of Afghanistan. And by the way, the Afghanistanis, the Iranians, and the North Koreans are collaborating to make sure they all have advanced nuclear weapons. And Israel is already in grave danger of being hit by a missile. North Korea is putting South Korea and our military bases in Japan and Taiwan in grave danger. And if you don't believe that Donald Trump is nuclearizing them, you're an idiot. So China is putting their neck in a nuclear noose. And the leadership there is in a panic, wondering how they're going to double track it to try to get business from America on the one hand, and try to have hegemonic control over the area and still have their maniac running a very long, ineffective choke chain. Kim Jong-un said, I nuke you, I nuke you. Well, guess what? your last missile you shot off a couple of days ago, we shot from space. And it's my impression Tillerson will probably authorize a surgical attack against their missile launch bases and their nuclear sites. And Tillerson will also put a deal to China that if you don't smarten up, we're going to choke off your finances and your empire and your business will die. And if they think that won't happen, they're fools. They also think that Japan and South Korea and Taiwan aren't armed to the teeth with advanced nuclear weapons from us. They're idiots. 8 to 12 minutes after an exchange, China will cease to exist, will just be an atomic vapor in all their dragon cities. They will not exist. So if you're listening right now, you better listen up. You might think your deity or the big powerful kahuna and you got a big population, it'll soon disappear in a vapor cloud. So don't try it. Don't. The same goes with Mr. Putin, who wants to re-exert the Soviet Empire. Mr. Putin's too big for his britches as well. That's how he tries to maintain power, by being a thug. That's what he is.
Sure.
Yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We'll be right back.
welcome back. So, Rob, what is your website? I want to repeat that for people who want to hear more about your books and your other materials and so on.
The website is boxofsunglasses.com. That's one word, and it's based on my favorite movie, John Carpenter's They Live, and sunglasses at Rodney.
And you have a couple of books, too. I think you have boxofsunglasses.com, and you have three books. Mention the titles of those, because they can get them on Amazon or if they go to your website, too.
Yeah, all the links are there. I mean, the first book's called They Live, which I embed in the Theory of Evolution, and it's subtitled Great Society of the Undead. Of course, the undead being the United Nations. They're deeper than that, but I don't have time for that right now. And Great Society, right. Believe it or not. I mean, the word great, and I read this in various New Age occult literature. I mean, the word great is a code name for the great geometer of the universe, or Satan himself.
Yeah.
The second book is the Un-American Genocidal Complex. Again, that reference to the United Nations. Which basically tracks, you know, the Darwinism through Hitler and the American eugenics movement through the population control movement, which we were talking about before with this health care bill. And the final book is called Pleased to Meet You, which is more of a fictional narrative, a conversation between a Satan character and an O'Brien right out of Orwell's 1984 along the lines of C.S. Lewis' Screwtape Letters.
Oh, that's really cool. So in other words, it's like a Screwtape Letters conversation between a Satanist and someone, yeah. It like being in our modern era, it would be an upgrade from C.S. Lewis, which is a century ago, to the modern era.
Yeah, I mean, actually, you know, maybe when we get offline, I'll send you an email. I'll send you a copy. I kind of lost track. I mean, I'd love it if you'd read it, because I can't get anybody.
I will read
people
it.
That read it say they can't understand it, and I don't get any questions on it because people say they don't. But it's.
Well,
I think you would really appreciate it.
Oh yeah, I'll appreciate it. Let me put out another challenge to people out there, and I get almost. Nobody with enough of what I call Hispanic cojones to actually challenge me on this. Now, 90% of the time, I don't have the answer, but God gives it to me either on the spot or very quickly, almost instantaneously. If you ask me a question, anything, whether it's biblical, medical, geopolitical, financial, metallurgical, scientific, astrological, astrophysical, whatever, I will give you an answer instantly on air or in person or in video. And the reason is because God gave me this gift, and it's a gift to communicate directly with Him. But I got to tell you, the great standard has to match up with the Bible and the real words, not the converted words of Yeshua HaMashiach, if you read the actual original Aramaic, which is why when you hear foolish things like the rapture being taken of good people being taken out, or this millennial kingdom, which is, we've had two millennia of grace. It says in the book of Daniel, when the stone cut out without hands, which is Yeshua, hits the statue and it's blown away, it shall never rise again. We're not going to see the rise of another satanic empire 1,000 years from now. Not going to ever happen. You need to understand that the time of grace right now with America is the last chance for America to repent. I call it Ephraimerica, which can become the land of the dragon and a future leader if he's impeached or assassinated or replaced in 4 or 8 years with a satanic republic crap or a demon rat. God help the world, because America will be enforcing the mark of the beast and a world empire of fascism, population reduction, and horror that you can't imagine. It won't be coming from Brussels or Moscow or Beijing. It'll come from America. Not just Washington, D.C., but Colorado is the center of it all. Colorado.
Yeah, I think, the Denver International Airport is well known for its occultism. And we were talking about before, you know,
exactly.
Obama, you know, Pharaoh Barry, the 2008 Democratic National Convention.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.